Ahora sí. Okay, if it's all right, I would like to give the city secretary to roll call.
Okay, yes. Committee member Manley?
Here.
Committee member Puente? Committee member Hinojosa?
Here.
Committee member Welsh?
Here.
Chairperson Danny Brooks?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay. At this time, we're number four, citizen participation.
We have no one, no citizens.
We're going to skip that and we'll go over the meeting minutes.
Yes.
It should be in your little book in the back of the book.
Okay. And forgive me, did you want me to read this? Or?
No, you just have to go over it, and then you'll, if anybody wants to make a motion to accept it.
Okay. Does anyone accept the minutes that are in here from October 2nd?
Aye.
Second.
A second.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to accept the meeting minutes, first by committee member Welsh, second by committee member Hinojosa. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
Topic six, items for consideration. Start with A. Discussion and possible action to choose union weekday.
Okay, so the next meeting is going to be in January. And we could do on Monday the 26th. There's availability at 6:30 if you guys have your calendars out.
You said the 26th Monday?
Yes. To make a motion, we need a second.
I'd like to make a motion for our next meeting, January 26th, 7 p.m.
I think you can make a motion. It's okay.
For our meeting to be held next meeting Monday, January 26th, 2026, at 6:30 p.m.
Yes. Okay, we have a motion on the floor for the next Economic Development Committee meeting to be Monday, January 26th at 6:30. Made first by committee member Hinojosa, seconded by committee member Manley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Motion passes. So this is on the, you can go to the next one.
Topic B, discussion of business of the month. I remember the last one we were talking about nominating one. Did we select one last meeting? Forgive me?
No.
Okay. Are we still looking to nominate one for next year, or is this going to be for next month?
It would be for next month, and then it could be like highlighted. So, do you guys have any businesses in mind?
Is that the way we're going to do it? We're just going to pick one from our group? Or do people nominate any?
Starting out, we would have to do it from committee. And then once it starts to get a ball rolling, then we could have the citizens get involved as well.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have a recommendation?
Anybody? What is this, an address?
Sorry. For them to call on you, you gotta raise to and they have to vote that then you could speak.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Would you like to speak?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now you guys are going to take a vote on whether you're going to allow him to speak, allow the citizen to speak.
Okay. Vote to allow citizen to speak.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out on what type of business you guys were looking for. On what development part.
This is our first time nominating a business of the month. So we're just trying to figure out who to nominate. We're going to pick one internally this time, and eventually, as she said, once we kind of get it going a few months, citizens will be welcome to kind of nominate someone, even hypothetically yourself, if that's what you want. So right now, we're just trying to pick one for December to start.
Yes, sir. No, I thought you were looking for businesses or something to help out to develop on-ranch projects around the city and stuff like that. That's why I misunderstood you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh. I mean, maybe later in the week, but right now, I'm just nominating somebody.
You're good.
Nominate somebody within our, you know, if somebody is sitting on the committee and has a business, because I'd love to, you know, nominate Nathan's class with cuts, right? Cuts with class. But because we might not be able to nominate somebody on our committee, then we should probably choose somebody else. But just letting you know, you were my first pick.
I'm the legend. For sure. I'm not saying anything.
Maybe
a quick trip and the fact that they just opened up their little bath, little wash,
that place,
carton.
So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm
just going to go right away.
Anyone else thinking of any other businesses?
Or
just kind of
the repair shop that just opened down the street. I don't know the name of it. It's right across the street from the Dollar General.
Okay.
Okay.
I know it's
across the street.
Yes, directly across.
Something collision.
Is that what it is? That a certified collision?
Is it certified collision? I know they just did a grand opening.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Any other recommendations? If someone's on the panel for a different group in Kirby, are they not allowed to be nominated as well? Just asking out loud.
When you said on the panel for a different group in Kirby?
If someone's on like city council with a business outside of economic development, can we nominate them hypothetically?
Yes.
Just example, and I'm not saying it has to be this round. Miss Kirby Cleaners has
okay.
been forever. So just saying, in the works for next time as well. They do a lot of people. One thing I give them a nod, anytime you have to do a veteran flag fold, they do it for free. Not many things are free to help out, so I like to help out with that, and they do that. So, honorable mention as well.
Okay. So now we have three on the board. There will be no vote this round. It would be in January. But Quick Trip, Certified Collision, and Kirby Cleaners. Okay.
Am I able to go to the topic C?
Yes.
And discussion on economic development strategies for the city of Kirby.
Okay, so this was also on the last meeting. I know that committee member Hinojosa had a couple of ideas. If you would like to bring those to them to discuss about certain, you brought up the breaking things up.
Yes, and I left my notes at home. But let's see if I can recall. One was a facade grant, right? A front-facing facade grant that would help with organizations to improve their facade of their building, right? I remember that one, and that's the main one that I remember. One of the other economic development strategies that had been rolled out last month was some kind of award program that the city manager had discussed. I don't know if y'all were privy to that or were made aware of that. And that city, the city manager was discussing a grant award type of program in which citizens would collect receipts that would be essentially when you spend money in Kirby, that you could potentially gather up those receipts, and then that organization or company could potentially be up for an award for that. That was an idea for the city manager, right?
Yes.
And then the other three, I know there was others, but I'm not remembering what they are right now.
Okay. You did bring up thinking about how to bring more businesses to Kirby.
We talked about ribbon cuttings and bringing more businesses to Kirby. So was that the open house or having an open house of some sort?
No.
I think I emailed you notes, right? I'll look real quick.
But does anybody else have any strategies on for the city of Kirby when it comes to economic development? Yeah, we can come back to it. And
yeah, let's take one for a moment.
That's fine. The one thing that was addressed at the other meeting is Kirby needs a designated area for downtown. We're supposed to work on some ideas. Do we have any recommendations for that to properly place somewhere in downtown Kirby?
I know they discussed, we didn't discuss it the previous meeting, but we had discussed putting it on Facebook, the Kirby City of Kirby Facebook, asking the community. When we came back, we didn't have, I don't know if it hadn't happened yet, but we hadn't solidified how we're going to make that determination.
Was it a couple of questions we want to put out?
That's what I thought we were going to do, yes.
So should we email you the questions, or should
yeah.
we just wait till the next meeting?
No, you can email them to me. Do you guys have any idea where you would want the downtown to actually be? Like, when you think of the city itself, what part of the city do you think would be most beneficial to be considered the downtown of Kirby?
Right, and so that's where I remember chiming in on that, thinking about how you would have, you know, potential tie-ins to retail, maybe parochial type tie-ins and government tie-ins, right, in terms of city offices. The unfortunate thing is that that is all limited to right here off of Old Seeking Road, and the developable properties that are on that side. Old Seeking Road would be, the one next to Dollar General, next to a ditch, and then the others that are between the church and Dollar General. So, or the church and the daycare. So all of those are sitting in front of Kirby Middle School. And so in terms of creating a downtown, it just seems that would be the most likely location where you would potentially attract or draw companies to develop there. But it's a challenge because every time somebody buys a parcel of land there, they have to deal with the pushback from the residences of not wanting light pollution or noise or traffic, et cetera, there along those lines, right where that residential line is at. So it's a bit of a challenge. And then the other only area that might be up for consideration would be the area where True Vision, St. Joe of Arc, the fire department, and the other city services. But the idea, though, would be what is potentially developable there in that area. And you've got acreage across the street from the fire department, which 50% of that site is, you know, an easement for public utilities and for drainage. So there's not a lot of developable area there. There are a couple of sites up for sale, right? But I just don't know if that's what we would consider, you know, do we want dead center? You know, could we, you know, if we look at a map and say, what's dead center of Kirby, and we call that downtown? That would be, lead you more likely towards Old Seguin Road, not Ackerman, going out of town, right? So, I mean, it's a challenge, but we also talked about getting the report from Alex Gonzalez, so that would help, hopefully help us formulate what his thoughts are on the master plan for Kirby. So, I don't think we have an answer yet. I don't think the numbers here have enough information to make a decision.
Well, not a decision, just like,
Opinion. I was kind of on the same page. I thought like True Vision and Joan of Arc, based on if there's any land available to do anything, and that was a question I was going to mention. So it's kind of the same area I was thinking. As you mentioned, 78's hard newly development by the middle school. It's not much left, but it's just an idea to put on the table. And again, we get back, we'll kind of lock that in as well.
Okay.
I think with the information that Alex Gonzalez will have on his report, his master plan report for the city of Kirby, I think with that knowledge, or at least a good read of that, I think we might glean something from there and make a final decision.
He's working on that, so I mean, we should have it by... You should have a draft at least by the next meeting. Yeah.
If it's done before the next meeting, we'll get it an email to look at or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So that'd be...
Yep. And then one of the other things that was at the previous meeting was the hiring of that company that would help establish or help determine
the taxes. Yes.
So, so it was a company that the city was looking to hire, and I think the total cost was going to be either $3,500 or $7,000.